Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sailing the Graveyard Sea, The Deathly Voyage of the Summers, the U.S. Navy's only mutiny, and the trial that gripped the nation, by Richard Snow. Read by Jacques Roy.
For Caroline McCagg Kelly, distinguished physician, amazing chef, and the world's best stepsister. Have a care, then, have a care, lest you come to a sad end, even the end of a rope, lest, with a black and blue throat, you turn a dumb diver after pearl shells, put to bed forever and tucked in your own hammock at the bottom of the sea. And there you will lie, white jacket, while hostile navies are playing cannonball billiards over your grave. Herman Melville. 1. Boldness and Decision. On the evening of December 14, 1842, the United States Brig of War Summers sailed through the narrows of New York Harbor. A maritime onlooker familiar with the traffic in that busiest of waterways could have sensed something unusual, even furtive, about the ship's maneuverings once she reached the upper bay. The brig nosed toward a fold of land far from the main anchorages, and once there, lowered a boat with a single, cloaked passenger. The oarsman rowed him to the Jersey shore, where he clambered out and disappeared into the underbrush. The boat returned to the brig, which stayed in its secluded haven for 2 days before setting sail to move eastward, passing more and more shipping before she dropped her hook at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Here, the Summers would have attracted the attention she seemed to be avoiding, for she was a new ship, and an uncommonly handsome one, something of a thoroughbred, low and slim, with her two tall masts raked steeply aft, and her bowsprit raised skyward like a poised rapier. Seeing the Summers among her fellow warships, a viewer from our time might have been reminded of a Ferrari parked near some Chevrolet Suburbans. Now her captain finally came ashore to report on his newly completed cruise. Commander Alexander Slidell Mackenzie brought startling news. He had, barely, prevented a mutiny. Had it gone according to plan, he, much of his crew, and all but one of his officers would have been murdered. This would have been a bloody business. The Summers had aboard 120 men. 11 of the thwarted mutineers were being...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?